Blog Talk Radio. Lord, everybody, we thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. We thank him for another great day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We want to give a shout out to our sister, the song you just heard there, our sister evangelist Tracy Tolato. We thank God for her there in St. Louis. And that's a great song that she had wrote called Your Name, beautiful song. And we thank God for that song on today. And I'm telling you, we just giving God all the praise and the honor. And the first song that you heard, It was by our sister there in Nigeria, our sister Ada. And so we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. Here in Detroit, we want to give a shout out to all of you in all of Michigan, to those in every city and state. We just want to say God bless you in all the countries in Africa, those of you in Italy, the UK, Malaysia, those in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all in the Caribbean, Brazil, everywhere around the globe. We just want to say God bless you on today. We want to give a shout out to the founders, the CEO and administrators of the Facebook page entitled Tell Us Your Testimony. We thank God for that page. Definitely our guest on this evening is how we connected through that page. I was on that page, as I always share this every time we come on air, and how that happened was because I was on the page and God has been highlighting different ones, testimony to me, where I'm on there reading, and he just highlighted who he wants for me to have on the radio show. And I thank God for our guests on, you know, this evening. We thank God for our sister, La Erica. And I thank God for her. I was on the page, like I said, and I was reading the testimony, and it really was awesome. I was blessed by it, you know, because suicide is a serious thing. You know, especially when you have the attempts and you haven't really just followed suit, because God has helped us. And then there's some that has followed suit and left from here, and some didn't, you know. So we just thank the Lord for her overcoming, you know what I'm saying, being an overcomer. And I just thank God for her attitude. She responded back when I reached out to her, and I told her that I was blessed by her testimony and that I would love for it to be heard all over the world on this radio show, that God has blessed for not only me but her and everybody that God has ordained for me to get on the air to be a part of this broadcast. So we just thank God. So before I click on, I just want to make mention on today how we are all going through struggles. We're going through something. We're going through bill issues, whatever you want to call it. It's a lot of things that we are facing. That, but still in the middle of that, we have to thank God. You know, I feel this is very important to say before we even go any further in the program, because I know there's a lot of people that is listening in right now. You may have been crying. You may have been shedding tears, and your back is up against the wall because bills are due, and you feel like, Lord, how am I going to do it? You know, some of you back must be up against the wall where you feel like you got to go and do some illegal. You got to lie to get some money or whatever. No, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is call on God. Trust me, I'm a witness. There's something that I'm facing right now that if I didn't believe that God was a way maker, I believed it the beginning of this month, because I was facing something horrible. I'm telling you that I didn't know what was going to happen. I even made myself sick from worrying, and I had to repent and ask God to forgive me for worrying, because in his word, he said he will supply all of our needs. Didn't he say it? He didn't say, I'm going to do some of your needs. He said, I will supply. We seek him. He will supply for us. And so I had to repent. I said, well, Lord, you know, because we are all on this earth, and we go through little issues, and sometimes we do worry and stuff. But he don't want us to worry. He wants us to rest in him. And let me tell you something, a miracle happened within the 2 weeks. I'm telling you, miracles happen. Bills got paid. Do you hear me? And I didn't have not even 50 cents. Do y'all hear me? But God touched hearts of people that was coming and getting them bills and paying for it in full. Do you hear me? Oh, my God, am I talking to somebody? Who am I talking to? So I'm saying that to say we are all facing some stuff, but God will make a way. I want somebody to be encouraged, because there's a lot of people that I know even now. I've had a few people say they just felt like killing themselves. They felt like committing suicide because all kind of things is happening. And I said, you know what? That is not the way. Because in hell, you will lift up your eyes. The word of God tells us, thou shalt not kill. So you think you're going to get away with it by killing yourself? No, that's not solving anything. You really going to be doomed. So I just want to say, encourage somebody out there. You can make it. Don't allow the enemy to have you feel like your life ain't nothing. because you made a mistake. So what? You made a mistake last night, whatever you did. Brush yourself off, repent, get it right, and keep it moving. But don't allow the devil to have you feel like life is just over. I'm ready to die. I couldn't pay my bills. I'm just ready to end it. I lost my job. I'm just ready to end it. I've been hurt by men, or I've been hurt by women, or I've been hurt by my children. Whatever you've been going through, you feel like you just got to kill yourself, or you feel that you need to reach out to somebody. I'm telling you, you need to reach out, because that's not good. And I'm telling you, I had that spirit of suicide up on me. We're going to click our sister on in just a second, but I just wanted to share this before we really got started. I had that same spirit up on me because I was going through mental abuse in my family with a family member. Mental abuse. And many a times I felt like I was ugly. I felt like I was unworthy, because that's what that spirit told me. But y'all see where I am today. And I see why the enemy was trying his best to stop what God ordained. Notice I said he tried, but he didn't succeed. Many a times I sat with the pills in my hand, knife in my hand. They wrote a letter already saying that I was ending it. It was over. I used to pray and ask God, Lord, why don't you kill me? Oh, yes, I did. I used to cry many a night, many a days at the age of 10 years old. Do y'all hear me? 10 years old, crying out, oh, I just want to die. I want to leave here as a child. And I dealt with that spirit all the way even up in my 20s. I had my oldest child in my early 20s. And that spirit still was up on me, even in my drinking days. I was an alcoholic, still battling with that demon, telling me to take pills and, you know, drink yourself and just leave from here and the world would be a better place. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, that spirit is still moving right now. But we set fire to that root right now in Jesus' name. No matter what you're going through out there, somebody probably shedding tears right now saying, I was going to end it tonight. Sister, my brother, I'm telling you, don't do it, because there is purpose. Let me tell you a little secret right now that the devil don't want you to see. See, what he does is he'll show you your past. He'll bring you what you have failed in. You see what I'm saying? He'll remind you of what someone said, that bullying spirit, and we've set fire to that bullying spirit right now in Jesus' name, because a lot of people have died and commit suicide because of bullying. I'm telling you. And a lot of people get caught up in these issues, and they feel like all hope is gone. So they allow that spirit, because that's all it is the spirit of the enemy that want to stop you from your purpose. So he will come and bully you with that spirit to say you not this and you not that and you not going to make it and you might as well just do this. But he don't let you know that if you do that, in hell you will lift your ass. He's not going to show you that your family going to be hurt. Your friends, some of your friends is going to be crushed. He don't let you see that your children you have left behind. He don't let you see that. He don't let you see what you could have been or what you're supposed to be. So he try to do an easy kill off to have you feel like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But we cancel that assignment right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. Lord, we ask right now that you will look up on your people around the world that's listening in, God, whether they're listening in through laptop, computer, or by phone. But God, we ask now that you will wrap your arms around them no matter what they're going through. Lord, you still are God. You still are a provider. You still are a mother and a father to those that have been forsaken by their families in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask now that you will wrap your arms around them, that you will wipe away those tears of sorrow. And, Lord, remind them that they belong to you in the name of Jesus, and that all will be well in the name of Jesus. And we just set fire. We just throw an atomic bomb right now in the cap of the enemy, blowing up the spirit of fear right now in Jesus' name, blowing up that spirit of suicidal attempts in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now that every plan, even on tonight, those that plan on killing themselves, that thing will be reversed, and that enemy, hallelujah, will stab at his own self, that spirit will turn on each other. in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Bring peace to their spirit right now. Bring peace in their home, God. Bring peace on that job in Jesus' name. Bring peace in that school. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring peace right now. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that gun being set down. We thank you for them pills being thrown out. We thank you for that knife, hallelujah, being set down right now. God, I thank you that they're smiling. They're feeling hope right now. Bring hope to them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise and honor for our sister, LaErica, God. Bless her. Bless her home, God. I thank you right now that you have kept her in these years, oh God, and that you're going to continue to keep her. And every listener that's listening in right now, God, I ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, God. Those that need help, those that seeking peace, those that seeking a miracle, a blessing, God, I ask you to move right now that they too will have a testimony on how you moved. And Lord, we thank you right now that your blood is over these phones, over these computers right now, that those around the world, that as they hear our sister LaErica speak to them on tonight, God, that something will move, something will quicken and shift. We thank you right now for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that we are all covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and there will be no backlashing and there will be no retaliation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm telling y'all, I thank God we finna click on our sister right now. I felt that. I just felt we needed to address something. You know what I'm saying? Address these issues. And now we're going to listen to our sister. I'm about to click her on right now. A lot of y'all know her as on Facebook, LaErica Anti-Suicide Campaign Marks for our sister LaErica here in Detroit. And we just thank God. And right now we're clicking her on. God bless you, LaErica. How are you?
I'm awesome. God bless you, lady.
Hey, man, I'm so excited that you are on with us on this evening. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I'm really, really excited. And I just thank God, like I said, as you heard me address at the beginning, how things are going on and people are facing things, but they need to know that there is a God and that he will help and he will see them through whatever they need to be seen through.
Absolutely.
And so I thank God for that, and I thank God for you, sis, for your testimony. It really was amazing. It was awesome, and I'm just so excited that you are on with us on this evening to share your testimony, and also we can touch on a little bit about issues of suicide that many are faced around the world day to day and night to night, and not only just out here, but even in ministry. You have a lot of people. You got pastors and different ones in the church that's having suicidal issues, and some of them have committed suicide. And so I'm going to go ahead, sister, and let you reintroduce yourself and where you're calling from, and just go as you feel led to go as far as, you know, sharing your testimony.
Awesome. Okay, well, once again, thank you for having me on. This whole experience since I've been in this ministry has, like, been a very humbling experience for me. As she said, my name is LaErica. I am the Detroit president for the Detroit division of the Anti-Suicide Jesus is the Answer campaign. Mm-hmm. And we have been in the Detroit area. We officially launched January 16th of this year. It is the organization is based out of Miami. It was founded by a young lady named Vanessa Etienne in January 2014. And, you know, to basically to provide suicide awareness and implement suicide prevention methods. I came across her page. I can't explain it other than to say that it was just simply God. Like, I just came across and I saw her page and I was like, I like what you're doing, but I'm in Michigan, but I still want to help out, let me know. And she reached back and she said that, you know, God had told her it was time to expand at the time that I reached out for her, you know, to help her. And so it went from there. We, like I said, we we talked and where we bonded, and I refer to her as my sister now because I tell her over and over again, like, it's like I'm so humble and so gracious that she allowed me to be a part of this, because being a part of this actually, like, been life-changing for me, because I came in contact to it at a point where I knew I had a purpose to do something, but I wasn't quite sure. And I just had to ask God to reveal it, and that's just like how I came across her page. And I immediately knew it was what I was supposed to be doing because the passion was there, and I just felt really happy. And then I once again, I do everything in order, so I asked God, like, is this really where I'm supposed to be and what I'm doing? And I think the first day we began to post on Instagram page, somebody tagged me in a page about a young man who had actually chronicled his steps up into his suicide on Instagram. And he was a teenager in the Detroit area. So that happened, and then somebody else we knew close to our family had attempted suicide. So that spirit was all around, so I knew that this is what I was supposed to be doing. And it's so close to my heart because suicide is something that I've attempted, and, you know, it comes along with the spirit of depression, which is something that I also struggle with, and which is part of my testimony that I shared that actually caused, you know, us to come in contact. And I want to say, I can't even explain it, but I maybe have been about 10 or 11, and for some reason, like, death just, like, consumed me to the point that, like, I began to, like, write letters out about if I died or drawing, like, how I wanted my tombstone to be. Mm-hmm. I just became, I want to say, more or less obsessed with the thought about dying. And then, as a young child, I was sexually molested. So that led me to walk around feeling like I was damaged good.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt unworthy of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I began to think I was, you know, not worth, like, worth love. I hear people all the time telling me, like, you know, God loves you and you're worthy of this. But I felt like that never applied to me because I was damaged. And I was told it never applied to me. And I attempted to take my life. I swallowed a bunch of pills. And I laid there, and because before that I had been waking up saying, like, waking up mad, like, why did you let me wake up today, God? I don't want to wake up today. I didn't want to deal with anything. Like, I was upset every time I woke up. Like, that's why I had a bad attitude, because I was upset that I woke up that morning.
Wow.
And the night that I swallowed the pills, I laid there, and something came to me. It was like, well, if you die right now, then what about them?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even explain it. It just was like, I just felt something in the room. So I just got up and I, you know, forced the pills out of my body, and I laid there and I cried and just asked that nothing happened to me. And obviously nothing did happen to me. But at the time I thought that, you know, that voice was saying, what about your mom and dad and your parents and your family? Like, I thought that that was the them. But as I've gotten older, God has revealed to me that he was referring to the them, like, this generation. Like, if you would have left then what about them that are after you? Like, they need to hear your story. They need to see your struggle and what you're going through. And that's why I love working with this campaign, because there are a lot of suicide prevention programs, but we recognize that suicide is a spirit.
Yes, it is.
And we are fighting it from a spiritual standpoint, because you can't fight a spiritual issue with a natural weapon.
That's right.
So that's, you know, that's what our team is doing. And we come across people all the time that are hopeless, and that's our goal, is to show people you don't have to. We have Jesus, so there's no reason for you to be hopeless or feel as if you have no hope, because you have Jesus. You know, John 3:16 is proof that we have a reason and a purpose to be here. And that's what we do with this campaign, is, you know, show people that, you know, you can have hope in whatever you're going through, you can get through it. And I tell people all the time that we have this idea in our head of what depression looks like. You know, you think it's a person that walks around and they're sad and all of this. But I was in church with a smile on my face, but I was dying on the inside and nobody had any idea. Nobody had any idea. I was fortunate to come into contact with, you know, some men and women of God who began to pray for me and pray over me and began to really, you know, open up my heart and make me see, like, what the words in the Bible, like, they refer to you. Like, that's you who they're talking about. And once I really, really got that in my spirit, you know, I was able to come up out of that depression. And I tell people all the time, like, you know, life was never perfect after that, but when I come into the obstacles, it's definitely easier for me to get through them because I know that, you know, I belong to a way maker, so no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to get through it.
Yes. Amen.
So,
that's right.
Yes, and that's why that's why I was excited to come in contact with you because I'm just like, I just really want to get this word out and tell people that they don't have to be hopeless or feel like that.
That's right. That is right. Because you know what? It's really a bad feeling, ain't it? I mean, it's hard to really describe to a person. Yes, it's really hard. You know, to me, it's worse than feeling hurt by someone. You know, and we know like being hurt by someone is really a hurting thing. But it's like when that spirit of suicide tries to make way, you know what I'm saying? It's something about that foul spirit that it just have you feeling low. You feel even guilty your way. Am I making sense? It's really that bad.
Absolutely. It's a very heavy, like I said, in dealing with this campaign, this ministry, I've come to realize that I've come across stories of four-year-olds committing suicide.
Wow, four-year-olds, wow.
Four-year-olds. I mean, just last year we had a six-year-old in the Detroit area that committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
And I, so I know it's a very heavy period and it's very serious. And I believe that the reason we are seeing younger and younger people become attached to this spirit and the reason Satan is attacking this generation because if this generation is a very powerful generation.
Yeah.
If they begin to rise up and declare that God is God, it is going to be a world-shifting thing, and he does not want that to happen. And that is why he's attacking this generation as such a powerful, I mean, we have social media, so he can attack them with social media and all of these technology. He can attack them, and he's attacking them because this generation would be so powerful if we began to shift away from the things of the world and began to focus on the things of God. And he doesn't want that to happen, and that's why it is so strong and out here. Like I said, four-year-old killing themselves. Like, that is why this is going on. And, like, I'm determined, and everybody that is a part of this campaign is determined to not let him have the victory.
Yes. Amen. I know that's right. Now, it's different branches. Like, where are the branches, like, located in the different states?
Well, the main division that it's based out of is in Miami, Florida. And then there's the Detroit division. And then there is the Bronx division. And I believe there is another division coming in West Palm Beach, Florida. And it's just we're slowly, you know, branching out and just, you know, getting the word out little by little.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's definitely a good thing, sis, you know, to have something like that going on. And I thought I saw something like a prayer line. I thought, is there a prayer line that where people can call or?
There was a prayer line, I believe it may have been last week. That is Vanessa out of Miami, it's over that. It's not like a set thing. Well, eventually we're going to get there. to where it's accessible.
Okay.
If you just watch, you know, watch, are we on Instagram? We're Anti-Suicide Detroit. If you just watch our page, we'll have updates of everything that we're doing. So
okay.
That, you know, you can stay up to date with everything that, you know, we have going on and when we have the prayer line going up. So.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go to a song real quick, sis, and we're going to come right back. And when we come back, then that way you can reshare again, like where people can email or maybe go on the website and look y'all up on the pages. And then you can also, say a word of encouragement to those that are listening in that may be facing with the suicide attempt. So we're going to go to a song, and then I'm going to click you right back on, you know, when we're done with the song. Okay?
Okay.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, you are on listening in to the Angels of Melody International radio show, and we just thank God for our sister, LaErica, being on with us on this evening, sharing her testimony on how that spirit of suicide tried to, you know, war in her life. But we thank God that his hand was up on her, and that thing could not take root. You know what I'm saying? She's still here, and we thank the Lord for that. And so we're going to go to a quick song real quick, and then after that, we're going to click our sister back on. We're going to go back and hear some more.
All right, that was Trust and Obey by Glorious Lamps. We thank God for them. We're going to go back into our program with our sister, La Erica. I heard that our sister, we had another sister who is the founder, Vanessa was calling in. I saw her on, but for some reason I keep seeing the call coming on and then it keeps hanging up, so I don't know what's going on, but we're going to click our sister, La Erica, back on. Let's see. Okay. We're going to click her on, and then we're going to click our sister Vanessa on. Are you there, La Erica?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to click on Vanessa right now, and that way
okay.
Now she's the founder, right?
Yes, she is the founder.
Okay, let me click her on. I see her on right now. Okay, I think the mic is opening up, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm not seeing. Okay. Sometime my system, the system sometime freezes up. But I am clicking on her mic, but I'm not seeing nothing moving here. So I'm going to have to give it a second before I click it on. But I just thank God for, like I said, what you all are doing. This is really necessary. You know, it's just a lot of issues going on, you know, especially in the body of Christ, you know. But we thank God. I think we're getting the mic turned on with Vanessa. Vanessa, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing
how
great.
Are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
That's good. Okay, now, I was talking with La Erica, and she tells me that you are the founder.
Yes, hi, Erica.
I think, I don't know if she can hear you, because
oh.
I had, let me click her back on, because I had muted
okay.
the mic for a minute. I think somebody has a noisy background and is sending like a
That's
feedback here.
That's probably me. That's probably
oh.
me. I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Vanessa, La Erica, Vanessa was saying hi to you, so I just unmuted your mic.
Oh, hello.
Hey, I can hear her. Hey, Vanessa.
Can you hear?
Yes, I heard Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, Vanessa, we're going to ask you, now, where are you calling from?
Miami, Florida. Calling
oh,
from
okay.
Miami, Florida. Yes.
Okay.
This is the headquarters. This is actually the headquarters of the campaign where it started at here in Miami. And then it branched off
okay.
to Detroit and the Bronx.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so now by you being the founder, what enlightened you to, you know, get going here?
Well, truly, I have to give all glory to God because even though my testimony, I tried to commit suicide before, this was never anything in my heart that I wanted to campaign or be an advocate for. I was just laying in my bed one day and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, I want you to look up suicide. And so as I began
mm-hmm.
to look it up, I saw devastating statistics such as every 40 seconds, someone around the world commits suicide. And I'm like, God,
wow.
this cannot be true. I said, where is the body of Christ? Where are your people? What are we doing? Why are people feeling so hopeless every 40 seconds that they're losing their lives? And God said,
yeah.
I want you to create a campaign, and I want you to let them know that I'm the answer. And I said, okay, God, you want me to create a campaign? He said, yeah, I want you to call it anti-suicide. Jesus is the answer because I want you to let them know that they're looking in many different places, but I'm the answer. If they seek me, they will find the answer. And that's just point blank and period.
Right.
And so as I began to campaign, we stood on the word of God that he's the answer. We began to proclaim that he was the answer. We began to see lives change. Many people give their life to Christ. Even some of the volunteers
yeah.
and people that have been a part of the ministry, some of them even have testimonies of being suicidal. And coming in contact with our ministry has helped them overcome that through Jesus Christ. A lot of people have given their lives to Christ. And so I began to see, you know, what God wanted me to proclaim, that he was the answer, because salvation just began to, it was like a wave of salvation pertaining to
yeah.
the ministry. and people just when we started to introduce the campaign to people, they were so intrigued that, you know, we were faith-based and that we were declaring that he's the answer and that we were not going to bulge, we were not going to declare anything else except for Jesus Christ. And so it began to open a lot of people's eyes and perspective to see this on a spiritual level and not only just suicide on a natural level.
Amen. My God. Mm-hmm. And so y'all have these branches are open up to the people. That's
right.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Yes, and,
well, with people,
and Erica's doing a job. I just love her. She was God sent. She just had the heart. Anointing, God truly anointed her to do what she's doing in Detroit. And when she came in, it was like a breath of fresh air. I actually prayed like 2 days before. I'm like, God, send me help, because I received so many words that God was going to expand the ministry, but I didn't see how. And when she reached out to me and said, listen, I want to be a part of this ministry. I want this in my city. My city needs this. And we just began to move. And I mean, she has been working proactively in her city. She's been working proactively to fight against suicide. So I'm so proud of her and all the work that she's doing.
Wow. Amen. I'm happy to hear that myself. Yes. I'm excited to hear that, because like we were saying in the beginning of the show, this foul spirit is real. You know what I'm saying? And it's moving rapidly, you know, but it's time to get this thing to an end. I'm serious.
Right.
I said, hey, to tell that devil, he better pull the trigger and blow his own brains out. Because it ain't happening.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm telling you, we got to learn to put that word and blow his brains out and make
him
choke on the pill. You know, it's really something. You know, it grieved me that a few months back, we had a man of God here from out of town that was running a revival. And a week after that, while he was here, you know, he was kind of going through some hurting, and I didn't know what was going on. And he said a friend of his that was a bishop, you know, killed himself.
My God.
I thought, oh, wow. He said, I just talked to him, you know.
God.
And I'm thinking, what? He said, I just talked to him. And, he committed suicide. He shot himself
in
the head. And I thought, what in the world is going on here? And then you know how we heard, I think you heard about it too. I think it was, I don't remember if it was this year or last year, how that preacher's family or somebody found him in the car dead. He shot himself.
He was
a pastor. And I thought, oh, my God, this got to stop now. You see what I'm saying? This devil trying to take men and women, you know, of God up off the map. You know what I'm saying? And it cannot happen. He needs to be the one taken off the map, you know. And so I just thank God to hear what you and Erica and others are doing, you know, all over the world. This is something, like you said, that needs to be done. And that's an awesome, powerful vision that God has given you. And we're just so blessed to know that many souls will be saved from this assignment that the enemy is trying to leash out. You know, it's like y'all coming in mafia style saying, hey, I don't think so. You finna get jacked up in here. And I thank God for that. Somebody is taking a stand. Like Erica said, she was wondering, where's the church? Where's the people?
Exactly.
You know, what is going on? And like you said, it doesn't make sense for us saying that we have the hope of glory in us. And we go through things. We get a little depressed and stuff, but we should never have a mind even going through problems that we want to die tonight. I just want to kill myself and take pills, stab myself, shoot myself, run out in the middle of the road and get hit by a bus, whatever it is. You know, we shouldn't have that kind of mind. That's not God. That's not the mind of God. Something has happened, you know, where a door got open and we allowed that something, you know what I'm saying, to even take its place. That shouldn't even be going on.
And
so we thank God.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, go ahead.
It was so powerful what you said, and that's why it's so important, as the Bible instructs us, to renew our mind daily. You know, Romans 8 talks about us being as sheep to the slaughter. Daily we are killed as sheep to the slaughter. We have to kill off areas in us. We have to renew our mind. We have to be in the presence. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to use the weapons that God has given us. Because just because we're born again Christians doesn't mean that Satan isn't going to come to fight us, or that problems are going to stop, or that we're not going to be going through situations, or that suicide thoughts won't come to your head, or that, you know what, it'll be better if I'm not here because this is just too much. The pressures of ministry, the pressures of life is too much. Too many people are pulling on me. They're pulling from me, but I don't have nothing to give. And that is why it is so important for us to be at the feet of Christ and to be making sure that we're feeding our spirit man daily. This is not a 1 week thing. This is not a 1 month thing. This is a daily process, literally, sometimes even seconds to seconds. I mean, there are times Satan is fighting me, because literally we're coming up against the spirit of death, and we're telling him to let go of his grip of God's people and to let go of his grip of those that are suicidal and depressed. And I get fought hard, I mean left to right. And if it wasn't for the strength of God, you know, the Bible says we look to the hills for which cometh our help and our strength, which is from God. I have to continuously go at his feet and say, God, help me. God, I can't do this alone. I need you to renew me. I need you to renew my mind. God, I can't carry this by myself. I need you.
That's right.
It's so important for the body of Christ, no matter what position you're in, pastor, evangelist, no matter what position you are in the body, you have to know that the only way that we can defeat and fight this world and fight the enemy is through Jesus Christ. And we have to continuously get at the feet of God, continuously seek him, desperately seek him, and be filled so that we can pour out, because we can't pour out if we are not filled. So I just wanted to definitely share that, because the spirit of suicide, it is definitely hitting the body of Christ hard, and it's so important for us, you know, to pray for the body of Christ, to pray
That's
for
right.
our brothers and sisters and our leaders. You never know what they are facing behind closed doors. Ministry is not an easy route when God called you to ministry, when God has given you purpose and telling you this is what he created you to do. It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy all the time. You
know,
sometimes
that's right.
It is hard, but that's why we need each other. You know, we need to be praying for each other and not be envious and jealous and looking, but be praying, because you never know what that person is going through behind closed doors. So I just thank God.
That is so true. You are definitely right about that. And we don't know what people are facing. Like you said, it's great. I love ministry. I love the Lord with my whole heart. Lord knows I do. You know what I'm saying? But it has come a time where things seem a little rocky. And you be thinking like, Lord, where are you, God? What is happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't take it. You need to help me right now to throw out the lifeline, because I feel like I'm coming at the end. You know, and but he comes. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to do it. You know, our sister at the very beginning, I played a song called Your Name. You know, and it's a powerful song. Every time I hear that song, it just quickens me, you know, and I thought about it. I said, you know, I'm going to go off on the air with this song again, because, you know, it's a powerful song, and I just want to tell people, when that spirit, you know, seem like it want to get a hold of you, you need to holler the name of Jesus. You know
That's
what I'm saying? My God, you need to holler out and say, Jesus, help me, you know, and he will help you. Oh, yes,
Amen.
He is. He will be a present help. Trust me, I know, because like I said, I was dealing with that foul demon sister when I was 10 years old. You know, that spirit told me that I was nothing, I wasn't going to amount to nothing, and that I was not loved, and I was hated. You know what I'm saying? I was ugly. You know what I'm saying? Why was I born? And I tried to take pills. Do you hear me?
My God.
And I thank God that, you know, when I had those pills in my hand, And not only just having the pills in my hand, but you know, having the knife in my hand.
My God!
And the Lord began to speak. Yes, I began to hear him. I was looking around because I thought I was going crazy. I didn't know what was going on.
My God!
But I heard a voice tell me that he loved me,
And for me not to do that, to put the pills down and put that knife down, that he loved me and he let me know things were going to change and it wasn't going to be like that always. And tears began to fall. But I struggled with that spirit, you know, for some years. I mean, I dealt with that spirit since at the age of 10 and then 12 and 13, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. But God delivered me, you know.
Amen.
He delivered me. And every time I tried to do something, every time I tried to do something, that voice would speak like thunder. I would not kill. I couldn't do it. You know, it was something that would shake me. And I would hear him tell me, don't be afraid, that he was with me. You know what I'm saying? And he was with me through. That's something. That's something when the Lord lets you know. When he lets you know. So how do people connect? Like, can you give them a website? How do they connect with you? Like, is there a website they can go on? And also, like, what do they look up on Facebook to connect with you? And also, if you can, share the hotline number, so if someone is facing this, it's a number they can call and reach out or something.
Most definitely. You can visit us on our website, which is www.antisuicidejesusistheanswer.com. And basically, we have many resources there for anybody that's battling with suicide. We have different community outreaches, churches, different organizations that have partnered up with us. You may be battling with a certain area in your life and you need help with that. We have different resources. If you visit our website, again, it's www.antisuicidejesusistheanswer.com. There you can also find the suicide hotline. We have two hotlines that you can call. And if you are suicidal, if you know somebody that's suicidal, please visit our website. Please ask for help. A lot of times Satan likes to keep us in bondage or keep us in the dark where we feel afraid or embarrassed to say that we're battling with this. But you shouldn't be ashamed and you shouldn't be embarrassed, because you never know who you may reach out to. And maybe they, as you even said, battle with suicide and have a testimony of how they have overcame. Reach out to someone, whether it may be your mom, your dad, if it's not your parents, somebody that you trust, anybody, a leader in immediate help, because that's the voice of the enemy to tell you to die. God wants you to live, not only live, but live abundantly, live a life of abundance, and he has purpose for your life. And Satan wants to kill you so that he can drag you to hell. Satan is oppressed. Satan is rejected. You know, Satan is lonely. You are not lonely.
Yes.
Satan are putting those thoughts on you. God loves you. If nobody on earth loves you, God loves you. If nobody earth wants you, God wants you. If nobody on earth sees that you're special, God sees that you were so special that he sent his only son to die for you. That right there alone is the most beautiful love story ever. You sent your only begotten son. He came into the world sinless and became sin for me, and you died for me so that I may have life. If you just tap in, like even the host said, if you can't say nothing else but say Jesus, he will show up. He will not only show up, but he will show up one time, and he will show out. God is also tangible. He will send somebody. He will send something right in to intervene right in that moment when you feel like I'm about to give up. God has done it numerous times for my life. So please visit our website. You can also follow us on Instagram. You can just put in the side, and you'll see our multiple pages. You'll see the Detroit division. You'll see the Miami division, as well as the Bronx division. And you can also do the same thing on Facebook. Just put in a search engine, anti-suicide campaign, and you will definitely see our pages. And so I want to thank you. I have to go into Bible study now, but thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Erica, I love you. And I just thank God even for you allowing us and gracing us this opportunity to campaign and to speak life to your viewers. So I thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you.
Yes, it was nice meeting you too. And I look forward to having you back on as well to, you know, talk more about this. We can do an update or, you know, what's going
Amen.
On and what's happening.
Most definitely.
All
most
right.
definitely. So I thank
All
you
right,
guys.
Then.
You guys have a blessed night.
Yes, you too, sister. You too.
Okay, bye.
Wow, we thank God for our sister, Vanessa. We just thank God for her. I'm telling you, what a mighty woman of God to, you know, to be having this going on. you know, we just thank God for it. And I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. And I'm telling you, it's just exciting. I have to shut my system down because the system is freezing back up. And so I want to click on, you know, our sister, but I had to shut down the system real quick. So let me, you know, I'm just speaking right now, talking while I'm rebooting everything back up so we can click our sister back on as well. Because like I said, sometimes y'all know how it is with radio sometimes. Things happen, things get the overheating, and the system start freezing up and stuff. And I couldn't have that. So I'm like, oh, no, let me shut this off and get this going back on, because everything was kind of like running hot here. And so I want to go ahead and get this show over with, because time is going, and I know we don't have a long, long time left, and we want to hear back from our sister. I thank God, like I said, for Vanessa. Wow, that's awesome what she was sharing. And I thank God for her. And then, like I said, when the system gets back rebooted up, we're going to hear more words of encouragement from my sister, La Erica. And after that, we're going to go off with the same song. Hopefully, we're trying to get everything working all right. But I want to give a shout-out to our sister in St. Louis, Evangelist Tracy Talotta, and also her husband, Julius Talotta, pastor. And we thank God for them. I was listening to her program on today. She was on a show. And I was listening in. It was the power of God was just on there. You know what I'm saying? And it was just awesome just hearing excuse me, hearing about worship. And that's what's going on right now. We need to learn how to worship even in our going through. You know what I'm saying? We still need to let the Lord know that, you know what I'm saying, that he is all that. And then some. You know what I'm saying? We need to let him know that he is the Lord, our provider. He is our healer. He is our banner. He is our peace and our shepherd and our righteousness. You know, we need to let him know that. We need to speak and romance the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Even in the going through. Because the enemy, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to come, you know, slick and trying to speak to our minds and have us feeling like, you know, we ain't worthy. And you know what I'm saying? I've heard some people of God that have shared testimony how they had slipped and dipped. You know what I'm saying? They someone made a mistake. You know, maybe someone got pregnant or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they repented, and God kept it on moving. But the enemy kept throwing it in their face about what they did, and they had the spirit of suicide on them. Because they felt shame. They felt this and that. No, you need to let that enemy know. Let me tell you something, devil. You take that trigger and you pull it back, cock it back, and blow your own brains out in Jesus' name. And that's how we have to go about this thing. Because I'm telling you, it's something. You know, you have really men and women of God that are killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're preaching and praying, laying hands on folk, and killing themselves in the end. My God, I'm telling you, we gotta come against this thing. I'm telling you, we do. We need to come against this thing. And I just thank God for this program on tonight. We're almost in the studio, y'all, and that way I can click our sister on. So just give me a couple of more minutes to get this thing going. But, yeah, like I was saying, you know, we need stuff like this to be happening. We need to talk about issues of suicide and you know, how people is just going through. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be talked about. It really does. There's no hushing up. You know, that's what's wrong with the church today. You know, everybody want to hush. And that's why the body of Christ is jacked up right now, because there's too much hushing, you know what I'm saying, going on, and not talking about real life issues, you know, that people are encountering with day to day. Yeah, we may be saved and we may be filled with the Holy Ghost and all these different things. You know, in Christ, we're strong. We are warriors and stuff. But like my aunt used to say, you ain't in the anointing 24/7. You know what I'm saying? You still walking in this flesh. You know what I'm saying? And things still hit us a certain way. We go through. We have battles. We have issues. We get angry. All kind of things happen. You know what I'm saying? But we have to learn to encourage one another and not tearing people down and looking down on folks and talking about people, you know what I'm saying, behind their back and stuff, and low-key you out there ain't doing right, but you want to chop down your sister and your brother because of their mistakes and the things that they went through, you know what I'm saying? What kind of mess is this? It's not right, and it needs to be checked, and that's on the real. That's real talk. And so we just thank God that we're able to have a platform where, because I don't know about no other station, but I know on here we talks about it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever issue, something going on, you know what I'm saying? We ain't sugarcoating nothing. We come raw. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. And so I just thank God. I'm still working on this, y'all, so we can get our guests back on. But like I said, I just want somebody out there to be encouraged. We all, that's what we're saying tonight. We want to encourage you all to don't let the enemy take you there. You see what I'm saying? He already know he a done deal. He's already a defeated folk. You see what I'm saying? He already know that he jacked up. You know what I'm saying? He already know that his days is numbered. He know it's over. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to shuck and jack. You see what I'm saying? The people of God and want to get us off our track and so we can go ahead and be lost. You know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and end our life. You know what I'm saying? That we sit around and be miserable. I don't think so. That cannot happen. And like our sister Vanessa was saying, it don't make sense that we calling ourselves, you know, having the hope of glory living within us, and we got to go around, you know what I'm saying, having these issues of suicidal thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And people are scared to talk to somebody because they feel like as soon as I talk to you about this, you want to call me the devil. You want to call me a demon. We know it's a spirit. I'm not the devil. You see what I'm saying? It's a spirit that's drawn. They're not the devil, but it's a spirit, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to control them. That's the spirit of the enemy, and you got to learn to come against that spirit, but you got to also be wise. You know what I'm saying? You have to use wisdom. You can't just tell people they stupid and they ignorant. You know, you dumb and you ignorant. You want to kill yourself. You just dumb. No, you don't talk to people like that. Mm-mm. You got some people that will curse you out and tell you where to go. You know what I'm saying? And may try to come against you. And so we got to learn how to conquer this thing. You see what I'm saying? And you still got to show love to your sister and your brother, despite on what issue, why they have this spirit on them. But you have to let them know that God loves them. You see what I'm saying? And you have to let them know that there is purpose for their life. Anytime someone coming to you to tell you, you know what I'm saying, to kill yourself, get rid of yourself, then you ought to know yourself, something ain't right. This is nothing but the spirit of Satan. And evidently it must be something great for my life, for this low-down snake to tell me to end my life. No, you in your life. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep it moving. And so we just thank God. So I think we got it back on. We're going to click our sister on now. I'm telling you, sometimes this happens with the system. It just does that. LaErica, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Praise God.
Girl, I think I said a mouthful. trying to get this thing back booted up. I think I done preached a little sermon. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you, sis. I'm telling you, we just thank God. And I see now her call done dropped. So we're going to wait for her to call back in. But we just thank the Lord for, like I said, having a platform like this where we can actually talk about issues, you know, of suicide. People is facing, you know, this spirit that's telling them to end it. You know what I'm saying? Jump off a building. You know, you're not loved. This thing is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to click back on our sister. I see that she called back in. Okay, sis, I see your phone done dropped.
And like Vanessa said, we coming against a powerful spirit, so the devil is absolutely busy.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. You are right. Well, what I wanted to say to you was, is there any word of encouragement? What word of encouragement would you give the people out there that is listening in all over the world that may be battling, you know, or have battled against the spirit of suicide. What would you say to them on this evening?
I would say that if you feel like at the point you're depressed, first of all, depression is very real. And if you're fighting it, first of all, you're not alone. You know, even in the Bible, you know, Moses, David, Elijah, like they all had to deal with depression. Like, so you absolutely are not alone in fighting this battle. And,
that's right.
You know, you may feel hopeless. I want to let you know is, you know, the answer to get rid of that hope is to get God's hope back inside of you. Because, you know, once you have hope, you are able to see the future possibility of everything that's going on with your life. When you have no hope, you have no motivation. So the word of God and the good word of, you know, other people around you can help you regain your hope. And if you feel like you're to the point that you want to take your life, I absolutely urge you to speak out and reach out to somebody, because we need you. This world needs you here. God created individually each and every one of us. Before we were here, he created you for a purpose. So we need you. So don't ever feel like, you know, you don't, no one needs you and no one will miss you. Absolutely. I don't know you, but I will absolutely miss you and your presence in this world, because you never know. Like I said, had I taken my life, I would not be here to share this message and to give people, let them know, like, you can get through this, whatever you're going through. You absolutely can get through this. And I encourage you to connect with, you know, a church, some type of person of God, and begin to read the word of God and begin to know who you are, because this world will tell you so much negativity and tell you, you know, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough, you're not good enough, but that is absolutely not what the word says about you. You are all of that and more. Like, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's true.
I believe
that is true.
And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because we always see, like, you know, what it's like when you're going through depression, but, like, I personally want to show people what happens after. What happens after the night that you didn't take your life? What happened I did to stop listening to other people and start believing in God? Like, that's absolutely what we're here to do. And that's you can do anything that you want, no matter what people say about you. Like, man's word means nothing. It's all about the word of God. People will tear you down, but the word of God builds you up. And if you ever feel like you're alone, you are never alone. Like, Jesus is with you. No matter what you are going through, Jesus is always there with you. And I know people say, like, well, you know, it's a heavy burden. I feel like I'm carrying a load. You know, I personally think that it's not the size of the load. It's the way that you're carrying the load.
Yeah.
Like, are you carrying that load and giving it over to God, or are you trying to do it on your own? Because I know when I try to do things on my own, that's when life got messed up. But once I made a true decision to give it over and hand it to God, and it was no longer mine to carry, and which is not because Jesus died, so that I would no longer have to carry that burden.
Yes.
It was absolutely easier to deal with. And like I said, I urge you to reach out to anybody. We're on Instagram at Anti-Suicide Detroit. Send us a DM. We've gotten plenty of DMs and inboxes from people who came across our page, and they were like, you know, I was thinking about killing myself, but I came across your page and I saw a post, or they reached out and asked us, you know, what's going on. Like, I'm just gonna let everybody know, like, our lives aren't perfect at all.
Yeah.
But thank God we heard of a perfect God who was able to help us get through any and everything. So my main encouragement is to keep living. Keep
That's
going,
right.
Keep pushing, keep fighting. I promise you, it will get better. And once you get through this battle, you're going to look back behind you, and you're going to be amazed at the battles that you survived, that you thought that you would never get through, or that person that you thought that you could never live without. You're going to turn around one day, you're going to be walking around living and loving life. And I promise you, if you keep fighting and keep getting through each day, and most importantly, keep praying to God and asking him to protect you and giving over those battles to him, I promise you, he will handle it. He will absolutely handle it. But you need, all you have to do is ask, and he will handle it. And he's always there, and he's never, ever leaving you alone. He loves you. No matter what you've done, you might have think you've done some things that you're ashamed of and that he can't love you. And it's nothing you can do that can make God love you any less.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely nothing that you can do that he will not love you. All you have to do is just go to him, and he'll handle it.
That is true. Well, I'm telling you, you know, that was powerful what you were saying. You know, I just thank God that you just, you know what I'm saying, the enemy could not destroy your life, you know, when you had that spirit of suicide over you. Like I said, I've encountered that. Remember when me and you first talked and I shared that to you, and I even broke down a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because that thing is serious, you know, and I just, yeah, it is. It's a heavy thing. So can you imagine, sis, now you see how that felt with us and the age where we was at. Just imagine how that would feel, like you said, the 6-year-old killed themselves. Just imagine how them little kids feel in school that's being bullied. So we got to constantly keep them lifted, you know what I'm saying, in prayer and everything, because a lot of them do commit suicide even through that bullying. You know what I'm saying? Even when people losing their jobs. I even heard people go to the casino and they commit suicide, blowing all their money, and they know they got to give up the house and whatever, and they kill themselves. I'll never forget, a long time ago, they said some man jumped off the bridge because he lost in gambling. You know what I'm saying? So people have certain issues that they battle with that, and they feel like killing themselves is the solution, when they really don't know, it's opening up a very dangerous another life, because people say when you're dead, you're done. No, that's not true.
That's not true. Hold on, let me say one thing about suicide. When people attempt to commit suicide, mm-hmm. you're not attempting to end their lives. Suicide is actually an attempt to end all of your pain.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't actually they just want to make it stop. They're not actually looking to take their lives. They're just looking to make the pain stop. And as far as like the bullying, we have to keep those kids who are being bullied lifted up. But we also have to keep those kids that are doing the bullying lifted up. And we have to stress to them the importance of your life and how life and death is in your tongue, and how it is not absolutely not okay to make someone feel bad about themselves through your words.
That's right.
Like, that's absolutely not cool. And, you know, even if you're standing by and you don't say nothing, you're still a willing participant. And we need to give our kids the answer to preach to them bold, and so they can make a stand and stand up. So, I mean, it only takes one person to, you know, shine a light on something and bring attention to it to make it stop. So, like, we need to keep those kids lifted up also.
That's true. That is true. That is true. Well, sister, I'm so glad that you were coming, that you came on tonight, you know, to share your testimony. And not only that, I thank God for Vanessa, you know, calling in as well, being the founder of this all and shared this with us. You know, I'm just so grateful. I want to give a shout out tonight to my cousin, my family. A lot of you know the Floaters, the singers of the Floaters. We thank God for my cousin. Formerly Other Floaters, now he's singing gospel now, and we thank God for that. My cousin Charles Clark and his lovely wife, my cousin Kim Clark, and we thank God, giving them a shout out as well. And so I'm just grateful, like I said, to be able to have this platform where we are all heard around the world. So once again, sis, I want you to give out the information, you know, the website once again before we go off of here, where they can go on to, what is the number, the hotline number, and also if they want to connect with you on Facebook, where they look you up at?
Our website, our main website, where you can find absolutely any information. We have information anti-suicide, JesusIsTheAnswer.com. You can also go on there to book the anti-suicide campaign for your event, which is absolutely free. Just come and share our message through different various things. You can follow the Detroit Division on Instagram at Anti-Suicide Detroit. And like Vanessa said, if you search the hashtag anti-suicide, that will pull, you can search that and you can connect with all of our branches from there. On Facebook, you can find us at the Anti-Suicide Campaign. And our website also has the, we don't have a personal hotline yet, but
okay,
connect you to the national, on our anti-suicide website, can connect you to the national and various websites that have the hotlines,
okay,
rather, all around the country that have people that you can reach out to.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what y'all are doing, sis, and it's just exciting to know that those that are facing suicidal issues, that they can reach out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy at what y'all are doing, and I just pray that this will even go further and further, even though y'all are in different states, but we looking forward to be in all states and even in the countries. You know what I'm saying? All over the world, everywhere. It will be no excuse. You know, somebody can call and do something. And like you said, even if we know of someone, you know, that has this thing, you know, we can pray for them, and not only just pray for them, but you know what I'm saying, also share with them this information. And sometimes we need to share our own testimony to those that's facing this thing, so they can know that they can overcome that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to just share what you went through, and then they can look and say, wow, I'm not the only one that battled through this. Well, if they would overcame this, then I can. You know?
Yes, I tell people all the time, go ahead. Share your story because you never know who it may touch, and silent testimonies never save anybody at all.
That's true.
I mean, you may not be able to connect with my testimony, but somebody else will, and somebody can connect to your testimony, and whether you know it or not. And this is something that I had to deal with, and I thank God for him, you know, just giving me the strength and making me realize you do have a story and you need to share it. And I thank God for being obedient and sharing it, because it touches people, and, you know, like, it caused me to come in contact with you. So I just urge everybody to just share your story of whatever you went through and how you got through it, so people can say, oh, look at her. She made it, so I can make it too.
That's right. That is right. And you know what? And you know what? That is so true. And you know what I love about it, how we connected through that testimony page. You know, I noticed, too, a lot of people post up prayers and urgent prayers and different things like that, you know.
Yes.
And and also I want to say this, too. We have a lot to be grateful for, to have breath, you know what I'm saying, in our bodies. We have something to be grateful for, and that's for real, because of the simple fact, I was reading on the testimony page yesterday, and I saw something that really, you know, really brought me kind of down a little bit, you know, where we don't know when we're going to leave this earth. We don't know what's going to happen. There's a brother that is grieving on tonight. I don't know if you saw it, sis, posted up on that testimony page or on your wall, but there was a brother that posted up for prayer for his wife. You know what I'm saying? She went swimming. Oh, you did see that? Yeah. She went swimming and you know what I'm saying? And somehow ended up on the deeper side and drowned. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was asking for people to pray because she was hooked up on tubes and everything, and I believe the machine was breathing for her. They said she was brain dead, and he was saying about praying for her. And then he posted up another post saying that he had to do a hard thing because she was gone. You know, the machine was basically breathing for her, and he said they had to unplug it, him and her sister. And he was saying it was the hardest thing that he had to do, but she was gone. You know, her brain was not operating, was nothing happening. And I said that to say this. You know, you got people that is grieving around the world of those that are leaving here. And to me, life is precious. To us all, life is precious. And you got people, you know what I'm saying, that is grieving, you know, because of death and things that's going on. So each day that we wake up and put our feet on the floor, we ought to be saying, God, I thank you. I just, yeah, if you can't say nothing else, but say, I thank you for, Lord, letting me see another day. I thank you even though it's raining outside and it may be looking gloomy, but I thank you that, you know what I'm saying, that I have my eyesight, because some people
and
are blind.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's right, because a lot of people is hooked up on tubes in the hospital. They in these deep comas. They don't even know they're alive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And but we yet complaining about this and complaining about that. I don't have this and I don't have that, but we got our life. So many people, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, is fighting for their life right now. Many people right now. Somebody probably didn't commit suicide just now. You know what I'm saying? Because just like the sister said, every second,
every 40,
something is going
every 40
on.
Seconds. Yeah, every 40 seconds.
My God.
Every
and they
seconds.
Always say a life go out and a life is coming in. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
A life goes out and another life is coming in the earth. So, I mean, this is some deep stuff, but I'm glad we were able to talk about it, sis, and I'm glad that I encountered on that page. I thank God that he made your testimony a neon light to my eyeballs, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of testimonies on that page, and you just be strolling and strolling. But I thank God that when I look at those things, he give me who to get. You see what I'm saying? I just get it, who to get on here and share their testimony. And I thank God that you were definitely one of them. But how I came encounter to you you was on Instagram.
Yes.
I saw it on Instagram, and I saw it on my wall, something about the anti-suicide. I don't know if that was on the testimony page. I believe it was, but I kept seeing this, but then I saw it again on Instagram, and that's how me and you connected on the Instagram.
Yes, it is.
And, yeah, and then we talked about the testimony page, but that's how we really connected. Through that Instagram, I think I reached out and asked you about it and everything, and we just went from there, and there it was, and here we are today. And so I just thank God for you, sis. So we're going to go ahead and go off with a song for tonight, but I just want to say God bless you, sis, and I look forward to having you back on with us. And I wanted to let you know, too, those that you know that didn't get a chance to hear us live, you can reshare those links. You can even put them on the website if you want. You can reshare those links. People can listen to the same show this time next year. It will not be erased. And also, LaErica, you can download it. When we're off the air, you can click on the link and you can download it. Yeah, so you can have it in your downloads or put it on CD. But these shows are downloadable. So I wanted to make that mention.
Okay, well, thank God for technology. Can I say one more thing?
Oh, yes, go ahead. I was going to ask you that. Did you have something else to say before we got off?
Yeah, the last thing, well, first of all, thank you for even, like, allowing me to have this opportunity to just, I mean, anytime I get the opportunity to present this ministry and what we do, I'm excited because it's literally, for me, it literally is a life or death situation.
Yes.
So I'm excited to share it with one person. For 3,000 people, I'm absolutely excited, and I thank you for the opportunity. And I wanted to add that we are looking for volunteers to be a part of the campaign to help us out as we go to, you know, go to events and do different things. And you could also sign up to be a volunteer on our website, Anti-Suicide Jesus is the Answer. And once again, I just thank you for coming in contact with you. I know this will not be the last time that you and I speak. And I just thank God for you and your connection to this campaign.
Amen. Well, like I said, I'm here. If you need something promoted or something, sis, just call me and let me know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can tag me in different stuff and we can get it going.
So, you know, I'm here for that. Yes. All right, then, sis. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you, and you have a blessed night.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Okay, y'all, we thank God for our sister calling in on tonight. LaErica, I'm telling you, we thank God for the awesome testimony that did go forth on tonight. And also, we thank God for our other sister, Vanessa, calling in. It was just awesome, awesome. And so we're just grateful on tonight to hear about suicide and how you can overcome this issue that is going on. And so we're going to say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Lord, we ask now that you would look on everyone tonight, Lord, as they lay down to sleep. Lord, we thank you right now that every assignment of this suicide that's going on, that's raining right now, someone may be facing with it now, but Lord, we thank you right now that this thing will not take root. It will not surface in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now that it will fail, that the assignment of suicide will fail in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We ask that you will give your people around the world sweet sleep and rest. Lord, we ask that you wrap your arms around them, that your angels will be loosed upon every home tonight, inside and out, on top, underneath, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you for our sister. We ask that you will restore virtue back into her, oh God, that was put out on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to bless her, continue to use her, continue to use Vanessa for your glory, oh God. And we just thank you for this suicide, these websites and stuff that they got going on, that many will be free. Lord, we thank you that this will expand nation to nation, city to city, state to state, God, in full force. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for your divine favor being up on us all. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into another day. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you are doing in the midst of your people all over the world. And, Lord, we will forever give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, y'all, we thank God for y'all tuning in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we want y'all to tune in on tomorrow. We have our brother Jonathan. He's going to be calling in. Oh, my God, another powerful testimony. We will be on live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Links will post for all to click on and listen in. And also you can call the number that's always posted and you can listen to us. And also remember that don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great. In Christ Jesus, we're going off again with this great song called Your Name by our sister Evangelist Tracy Talorda. God bless you all and have a wonderful night.